This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, every Saturday from 10 until noon on Joy 94.9.
Transgender Victoria are having a community picnic to celebrate International Transgender Day of Visibility. That's on the 31st, I believe, Tass, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It is. And we've actually got Michelle McNamara, who's a committee member and the events manager for Transgender Victoria, on the line to tell us all about it. Good morning, Michelle.
Hi, Tass. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Great to have you on the wires this morning.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you for inviting me on. That's great.
It's a pleasure. So tell us all about this Day of Visibility, the Transgender Day of Visibility next week.
We go back a step. International Transgender Day of Visibility is a very important thing for the community. I think visibility is the thing that allowed the LG part of the community to achieve the success with same-sex marriage in the survey. But trans people suffer from the lack of visibility. Everybody knows a lesbian and gay. No one knows a trans person in general. And so International Transgender Day of Visibility is a global initiative to try and address our invisibility. It's held on the 31st of March every year. This year that happens to fall on Easter Saturday. So Transgender Victoria is going to celebrate the day 1 week earlier on the 24th of March.
Oh, I see. Ah. I see.
See, I thought it was the 31st.
Well, that's the International Day. Thanks for clarifying that.
Oh, no problem. So we are choosing, not to do an immensely overt political event, but to have a community picnic. And we had one last year in the wonderful Darling Gardens. But this year, because rain threatened us last year, we've decided to retreat to a sort of an indoor-outdoor space, which is on top of the new North Fitzroy Library. They have a community room, which is wonderfully named, and I'll probably mispronounce it, so apologies for that, but it's called the Barunga Nunyan Community Room. And it has an adjacent rooftop garden, and it's a beautiful space, and we really think it'll be a wonderful space to have a picnic where people can come and just share their stories with each other. And we've got some entertainment coming up as well, so it should be a good afternoon, evening.
So it sounds fantastic, and the location is a very good location. I've actually been to that venue myself a couple of times. It's lovely, really lovely.
Yes, we held an event there last year, and I think everybody felt so comfortable and safe and happy there. It's really very good. It's a very secure location, yet it's quite public in its own way. It's just lovely.
So, Michelle, you said you have some entertainment lined up. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, well, one of the features of last year's community picnic was the intergenerational aspect of it. We had, everything from young transgender kids who might have been probably as young as six, and right through teenagers, right through young adults, right through to old chooks like me who I'm in my 60s. So, elders like me. Sorry, I'll be nicer. Elders like me who are in their 60s. And so that was an extraordinary, wonderful aspect to it. So getting back to the entertainment, we want to encourage children to come. And so we've got Kelly Hennigan, who's the children's librarian at the city of Yarra, is going to lead the children in songs, dances, and tell some stories, as she did at our picnic last year. And so that's a wonderful thing to entertain the children. And for the adults, we've got two non-binary performers who are going to perform, and I'll probably read out their words about it. Tonya Field is well known as an ARIA-winning guitarist, and they are going to play some of their favourite tunes that, in their words, will segue into Brazilian beach babe meets gender transgressing Brazilian burlesque showdown. Digest that if you can.
It sounds like a lot of fun. Now, who can come to the event?
And sorry, I'll just finish the The third
I apologise.
We've got is another non-binary person who, and their act is called Coral Cheeto, I think, and it's the solo project of Melbourne Nam-based vocalist and multi-instrumentalist Darcy T. Gunk. And they use accordion and vocals to create acoustic soundscapes evoking the ocean from spray to depths. So that sounds a bit cosmic in its nature, but we'll probably be enjoyable in its own way. So it's a diverse entertainment. It fits a gender-diverse community.
It sounds great, Michelle. It does truly sound great. So the question that I asked you earlier on was who can attend the picnic?
Look, I think anybody who is accepting, but we welcome everyone, especially trans and gender diverse people, obviously, but also their allies and you know, people of colour and First Nations people are really especially welcome. And, you know, we want it to be, as I said, intergenerational. So we want everyone from naught to wherever to 100 to come along and share in this celebration.
Yeah, it sounds great. I presume it's a BYO event.
Yeah, it's all BYO. Bring your own food and you can bring your own drinks and that's all fine. And your own plates and glasses, please. We'll support. We'll be providing tea and coffee and some soft drink. And there are tea and coffee making facilities there.
That's great.
But certainly we want to minimise the impact on our volunteers. Transgender Victoria is a volunteer-run, not-for-profit organisation. And, running this sort of event involves us in a little bit of fund expenditure, but making it fully BYO minimises the amount of expense we have to put up for the event.
And sorry, Michelle, it's Macca. What time does it kick off again on the 24th?
It kicks off at 6 p.m. and we're running through till 9:30 p.m. And the only other thing I should say is
family friendly hours, Michelle.
That's
family friendly hours.
Yes, it's family friendly, and for the youngsters who want to go out and rage or club afterwards, it's possible to still do that. You know, and come along till 9 and head out to the clubs, which is good too. So, the one thing I'd like to add is that it is a wheelchair accessible venue, so that's good for anybody who needs that.
That's great. That's really inclusive. I wanted to ask you another question, Michelle, if I may. Tell us about the origins of the day. Where did this come from and how has this become a global movement?
I wish you hadn't asked that because I haven't boned up on this. But let me start.
You're not the only one.
The first International Day for Transgender People was Transgender Day of Remembrance, and that marks the murder of a transgender woman that happened in the late 80s or 90s in America. And the development of, as I understand it, just right off the top of my head, the development of International Transgender Day of Visibility came out of the feeling that, yes, it's important to mark trans people who are murdered, which is what International Transgender Day of Remembrance does, but it's such many in the community, myself included, have quite a bit of difficulty with that day. It's quite a solemn and somber day.
Yes, of course.
And not a day to be celebrating. It's a day to be commemorating the damage that's caused to the transgender community by transphobia. And so I believe in the early 2000s, out of the US came the concept that we ought to have a day to celebrate our visibility. And visibility for transgender people, as I kicked in the interview with, or kicked in the discussion with, is really such an important political issue for the transgender community. And so it's been picked up worldwide. Transgender Victoria's only held a couple of events to mark the day, but it's something that has been celebrated around the country, I think, for quite some time. Queen Australia for quite some time, and also in New Zealand for quite some time. There's quite a few global movements around celebrating this day. So it's spreading. It's spread across the world, coming out of a starting point in the US, as so many of these things do.
That sounds great. Thank you for that little bit of history there, Michelle. And Michelle, just at a personal level, your role with Transgender Victoria, you're a community member, a committee member, and also the events manager. Tell us about that.
Well, it's something that I've just picked up out of my own interest. I'm a trans woman who only came, as I said, I'm in my 60s. I only came out 4 years ago, and what struck me about the transgender community itself is that it has, there's very few events where people can come together as a community that aren't, don't involve, you know, venues that are mostly used as pickup places, that there's very few places where we can just celebrate being ourselves and interact with ourselves out of the bar and you know, pickup scene, quite frankly. And I wanted to create that. So I created the role for myself, I guess. And so far we've run events on Transgender Day of Visibility and Transgender Day of Remembrance for the last 2 years. And that's been the amount of time I've been involved. And I want to keep doing that. We've just got a new volunteer who's come on board, who's going to help me, and I think they're going to take over the title of events manager role, and they are an ally with significant family members in the community, and they are very enthusiastic, and that'll be fantastic to have someone out there pushing more events. I think, well, I know that we are going to be involved in a significant way in an Ida Hobbit event, which is going to be held on the 17th of May on Ida Hobbit Day in Federation Square. And so for us, that will be, you know, we'll be part of a bigger event, but it will be an event for us as well, I think. And so, yes, we're trying to branch out just beyond our little narrow confines and have more get-togethers and so on. I think it's very important for the community to get together and to be able to relate their stories to each other, because by relating your story is how you build your identity, and through identity you build meaning in your life, I believe. So I can see this as quite a personal and political thing to be doing.
Well, all power to you, Michelle. It's fantastic because, you know, visibility is important, but also being able to get together as a community, you know, with people who support you, and you know that people want to engage. I think it's really important. Congratulations for doing it. I think it's a great initiative.
That's right. Thank you so much. That's more details are available on our Transgender Victoria Facebook page, and we'll keep updating the event as anything comes to mind. We're hoping to get someone else to join Kelly in supporting the children's entertainment. So, you know, we'll see what happens. But actually, if people want to know about it, they can look on the Facebook page.
What about you, Tess? Are you going to go along, Tess?
I'd love to go along. Actually, I've met Michelle, and I know a number of Michelle's colleagues. It'd be a lot of fun. I will check my schedule. I was going to say, Michelle, you described yourself as being a senior. I had no idea that you're in your 60s. I wouldn't have guessed those.
Indeed. One tries to hide these things, but I hide them, want to hide them, but I'm at the same time happy to claim elder status, I think is the polite way of describing it.
Good on you. Michelle McNamara, thank you very much for your time this morning. Don't forget...
it's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Don't forget tomorrow... sorry, not tomorrow, next week from 6 p.m. onwards, the Transgender Day of Visibility will be having its annual picnic 1 week before it usually does, which is usually on the 31st.
Fitzroy North Library.
There we go.
Hi, this is John Borghetti's here at Virgin Australia. For 22 years, Joy has been the voice of the GLBTI community. Virgin is a proud sponsor of Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.